Okay, what is... Looks like we've started, and Silver Rift Productions is not joining, so welcome everyone to my first podcast. Today I'm going to be joined by Shadow Dragons Games and potentially Silver Rift Productions. So, anyway, so we're going to be discussing our latest topics around LEGO. So, what do you think of the 501st Battle Pack? That an actual like trooper one that's episode 3.
Well, I think it's like really cool and stuff. Like I like that it kind of reminds me of like the old battle pack thingy that just had like the normal clones in it and like one guy with like that big thing. And I kind of like that because I don't know, I like the 501st and all and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. That wave came from 2014, 2015. It was really popular. I don't get why they ended it. I think they ended it once Disney took control because, like, Disney can request certain LEGO sets, and they also, like, if certain LEGO sets, like, they don't want, or maybe they're, like Clone Wars or prequel-related, not Clone Wars, prequel-related, maybe they won't want it. But another thing about the 501st, that's one thing, is that they did slaughter younglings at a Jedi temple. And I don't think LEGO would make that for kids. But yeah. There is potential for, a Clone Wars battle pack. I would still be fine with that, I guess. But there was rumored for one at the beginning of the year. It was replaced by Inferno Squad battle pack. What do you think of that one?
I mean, I wouldn't buy it, but I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah. The only thing about it that I didn't like was there's only one specialized character and the rest under their helmets were all the same. And they had, like, four members actually in it. And they should have had, detailed helmets. And you can't really build an army of Inferno Squad troopers because there's only four Inferno Squads. So I don't really get that one. And then I really like the new First Order one with the three Praetorian Guards and the Stormtrooper. What do you think of that one?
I like that one, like, a lot. I found that, like, just really cool. I liked, like, all the stuff in it. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I might be getting it with some of my Christmas money when I get to the LEGO store because I did find a Hulkbuster, $12 on sale at Walmart. Incredible deal. When it, like, retails for about $30, it's way better than General Grievous' speeder bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about any 2019 sets, especially LEGO Movie 2 and Overwatch?
Well, I think the LEGO Movie 2 sets, I think they're really cool. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I liked the LEGO Movie sets last year. I thought, like, the builds were very original. Not just some stuff. Like, I don't know. I really like the LEGO Movie sets. Also, LEGO Overwatch. I think the characters are really cool. Like, I play Overwatch. I think it's a great game and stuff. But I don't know. I think it's kind of overpriced.
Yeah. It's like, what I think is that just this, I have an argument I've started, and it's kind of like between Star Wars and City, and now I'm adding Overwatch. It's over why a lot of, like, these themes are more expensive, and I think it has something to do with minifigures. And if you look at LEGO City, in, like, an let's say Arctic theme, each set has a bunch of the same outfitted minifigures with maybe switched heads, but it isn't, and it's all the same and not very detailed. But the prices are a lot lower. But then everybody's like, LEGO Star Wars is so expensive. But each minifigure is kind of unique in they change the printing every time. And it's always, like, extremely detailed. And LEGO City don't have double faces. They don't have leg printing. And some LEGO Star sets even have arm printing. And LEGO City never has that. I've never, ever seen arm printing for LEGO City.
I mean, I don't know. What retired sets do you think that they should bring back?
Well, of course, you gotta go back. I think Jango Fett Slave 1 I did hear there is a rumor they're going to be bringing one back, but I believe it's going to be Boba Fett's, not Jango Fett's. Because just,
No.
I don't know. I prefer Jango Fett, the blue in it. And literally, the original set from 2002 is just amazing. It still will work with your new collection. Like, it just, it's, for its time, it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. What, like, other than Star Wars, what are you interested in doing next? Are you ever going to do, like, any Marvel Infinity War sets or just, like, Marvel in general?
I will, but the problem with lately, especially LEGO Marvel, they haven't been making LEGO sets. Like, only made one Ant-Man the Wasp set. They haven't made any Venom sets, and if you say that they made LEGO Marvel sets for Spider-Man, they're actually, I checked on the LEGO website, and they separated Marvel Spider-Man, like, not Homecoming, but, like, just Marvel Junior's Spider-Man stuff from LEGO Marvel. So they're separate themes now. So LEGO Marvel, they've announced one Captain Marvel set, but that's all I've seen so far.
Yeah. Well, you go.
I hope that Silver Bricks Productions can join for our next one. It does say you can add up to 10 people at once, so we had like at least 4 people next time. That would be great. Because I want this to be like a weekly segment. If there's enough support in the comments, we can do that. And there's even a possible way that certain subscribers might be able to get on.
Yeah. You know what I think you should do? I think you should, what's it called? What? Like, just make, like, not now, but, like, later, just showing, like, an update of, like, what's new. Like, what times the podcasts are going to be. Like, what time streams are going to be, really. Like, I think that'd be
cool. Do you think we should be... Yeah, like, something like that. Like, MNR Productions and a lot of other YouTubers have started vlogging instead of doing updates, and it's starting to become very popular. I actually did a vlog, like, I've started one, and I might just stop doing monthly updates and instead just start vlogging for all my newest updates. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, like, a end-of-week thing. So I'll show all the stuff that LEGO-related stuff or even anything else that I've done over the week for my channel, and I'll make at on like post on Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, I'll post it. It might even have like it, like when I post it on Saturday or Sunday, I'm gonna start in one right after, like right when I post it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you gonna ever start posting anything to do with LEGO on your channel?
No. I don't know. I don't want to really start a channel, get into that. In my opinion, I think it's too much work.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're right. I'm thinking about starting an Instagram account and then hooking my YouTube channel, because YouTube's not as popular as Instagram, but you don't make money off of Instagram. So I can make Instagram followers and I can turn those into subscribers. Then it would benefit both.
Yeah, and like, you know, a lot of our actual friends have Instagram, so you can like gain more followers. Like, I hit 100 followers the other day.
I just hit 50 subscribers.
You did?
On YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, congrats.
So, yeah, good job on 100 followers too. What do you do on Instagram?
Not really much. I just post some stuff.
Yeah, what do you think of Avengers Endgame sets? Like, anything based off Infinity War? Any ideas?
I think
based
Infinity
off
War sets are actually kind of cool. But the bad thing about them, they're not accurate to the movie at all. In one of the sets, sorry for spoilers, spoiler warning. Like, in the Thanos set, Gamora's in it. In the final, like, thing. And I'm like, what? Why?
But then when you think of it, it is on the planet, the boxer, but then when you think about it, they didn't actually use that ship in the battle, so it could be just a fight. You know when they landed on that planet where they fought Thanos? They might be landing there with or something.
Yeah, but then like Iron Man wouldn't be there, and I don't know. It's just
Oh,
confusing.
yeah.
But I still
Yeah,
like
you
the
have
set.
a point about that.
I really
Yeah,
want to get
it is
that
a good set.
because the Time Stone's my favorite. I really like Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, man. Everyone likes Tom Holland.
Yeah. I know. I want to get the Sanctum Sanctorum showdown because it has like, oh yeah, that's the other set you don't have. It has like Spider-Man, Doctor Strange
Doctor
and all
Strange.
that, and it has
And then two like big guardian guys and stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, I really like the Bricktober packs too. Like, it comes with a really cool war
Oh.
machine, and the first time they've ever made Wong in Lego, and I think that was needed, and he looks great in Lego.
Wong's a great character, I'm not gonna lie. Like Wong's funny and stuff. Or like Wong. And like the thing. Oh wait, what's your favorite like Star Wars movie? And what's your favorite Marvel movie?
Star Wars, I'm going to go with Revenge of the Sith.
Oh yeah.
If you're gonna ask about new stuff, I prefer Rogue One because Rogue One's actually a really great movie. A lot of
Yeah.
people, it's very underrated. And then
Yeah.
Marvel, I gotta say either Infinity War or Captain America Civil War.
Oh
That's
yeah.
tough because there's just the hype for Infinity War was like really what it got me into Marvel, and it helped a lot with my Lego, and I'll just never forget that. So that's what really bumps it up there. The movie was good itself, but like literally, I remember like one a few years ago, I made my own mini Minecraft server, and I named the account using it. I named it based off Captain America Civil War, Ace. Civil War Shovel Slayer or Sword Slayer or something. I don't remember. But yeah, that's also this isn't really Lego related, but they're making anyway, so yeah, we're back on. Yeah, so anyway, what do you think? Yeah, back to what I was saying. There was a small glitch there. Back to what I was about. What were you talking about? Like, oh yeah. It's not by Mojang, but they're gonna make basically a Minecraft sequel, and it looks really good, the graphics, and there's actually a whole story you're gonna play out, and it could beat Fortnite, and the it's called High School. And the trailer came out like only a week ago or something, a few days ago, and it already has 19 million views. And it's like,
Nice.
and it's not even like this is the first trailer or news we've ever heard of it, and that's how popular it is.
Yeah. I mean, okay,
Yeah.
just since talking Minecraft, my brother got a Minecraft set and it was like a chicken coop, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, the
But
Minecraft. If you think because Minecraft's probably dying, Minecraft sets are dying, but actually the Minecraft set production is actually going up, and they're selling more Lego Minecraft sets because how good they are. And
no.
Lego Minecraft sets are actually good, not because they're Minecraft, but the design itself is actually pretty good. What's a good set? There are some really great sets. I'm thinking of getting a few cheap ones because all the play features and stuff work really well too.
Yeah.
What's a Lego set? What's your favorite UCS set and one you think should be made?
Well, my favorite UCS set. UCS is like that really expensive big stuff, right? Yeah.
Not really. Actually, UCS stands for Ultimate Collector Series, so it doesn't have to be expensive to be UCS. It just has to be extremely accurate and like memorable. So
Okay,
the
yeah.
like
Yeah, okay.
ATS from 2006 was $60, and it's very accurate and big. It has no minifigures, but it's very big still. Because it has no minifigures, it's cheap too. I wish I could get it.
I saw this in like a book, like a Lego magazine thing.
Yeah.
I think it was like a Hulkbuster one, and that one was pretty cool. But my favorite was
Age
the
of Ultron.
Yeah. My favorite was the UCS Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite's gotta be I don't really like the Death Stars other than the one from 2005. But I do like, I don't know. I gotta say my favorite might be the Death Star from 2005. Because that one, just the design of how open it is makes it look so cool. We need a UCS A-Wing, though. Like, complete this fleet.
Oh,
There's,
yeah.
I need every Rebel ship. Like, we need one.
But one that I want to see them make, let's see, what would be like a cool thing to see? I don't know. It's like
a cool Star Wars ship that they could make. I'm thinking a UCS, oh gosh, what's a really cool ship that TIE Striker.
Oh, that would be cool.
No, UCS TIE Silencer.
Oh, that would actually be, like, really cool.
I saw, what was it? Was it Rebel Builder made a UCS version of it? And it was, like, really big. It's very cool. I have the TIE Silencer Lego set. One of the wings is broken off. I haven't got to rebuilding that yet. But it's just amazing Lego set.
Oh, yeah, I have a question. Are you going to do, like, a drop test anytime soon?
Yeah, all my new Christmas sets. I had one that was planned before Christmas, but I never got to it. So I will be doing that one and a bunch of Christmas sets. But also, another thing that I'm gonna start doing, I'm not gonna announce in this video just in case there's people who might steal it, but I'm gonna start doing it with big sets, and it's never been done before, and I'm really thinking this will help my channel grow. And I don't want anybody to copy it, though, because if famous people like M&R Productions or just other people steal it, they could steal it and make it more well-known than I had it, so people will actually think they made it instead of me, and that might be a problem.
You can sue them for I can't remember what the thing is. But you can't actually
do that.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, you can't actually do anything for that. So I need to find a way to make sure nobody copies it without actually, like, saying, like, it's illegal, because it really isn't. I don't want to lie, but I want to get my point out to not steal it, because that would just be annoying.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember watching this one thing of the guy who created the knife game, you know, the thing that's, like, I have all my fingers and whatever? Like, the guy who, like, did some stuff? He was, like, a girl did it, right? And she got all the credit for making it. But then, like, I think, not legal actions, but, like, I don't know what happened, but then, like, he got the rights to, like, the thing and whatever. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah, I'm not really, my idea to start this podcast, was vlogs, I mean, not vlogs, podcasts have been very, have been getting very popular on YouTube and like throughout. And I think MR Productions has been doing Lego podcasts, but he's only one. And I think it's time a new Lego podcaster comes up, because if you do hashtag Lego podcast, you can actually find them. And I will be adding like hashtags to my video, so they'll be easier to find.
Yeah.
I'm also starting Lego vlogs for anybody who likes watching vloggers and stuff. Like, I'll make a January update, and that'll probably be my last update video. As long as my vlogs do well enough. If they don't, the updates will come back. And don't dislike them just so that updates will come back. Else.
Yeah, but, like, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. This is, like, really off topic. It was more of, like, a social YouTube kind of thing.
Yeah.
What do you think about YouTube Rewind 2018?
Huh?
Did you like? Have you seen the YouTube Rewind 2018?
No, I have not. I've seen like the I've seen it on YouTube, but I haven't like watched it. Pardon?
Oh, you haven't? Okay,
no.
Well, it has the most dislikes on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, everyone hated it. And then it got 9 million dislikes in 48 hours.
48? Oh my god.
Yeah, everyone hated it. It was because Ninja was in it, all the Fortnite stuff.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Talking about Lego YouTubers, which one do you think is right now is doing the best, and which one do you think is falling apart now?
Well, I think his name was Brick Vault. I like watching his videos, but I haven't really seen him lately. So I think
I've seen Dang Bricks. He posted one video, and that's all. Like within like the last 3 weeks, he's only or like a week. And sometime he's only posted like one video, and it wasn't even that interesting because he was just building a set at one point, and it was really boring. So I don't know. Dang Bricks isn't doing. I've started liking MNR Productions a little more now, but yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember like when you first started, you didn't like MNR Productions, and I remember one of your videos was like you're talking, and then like something like. It was like something bad, and you were like MNR Productions.
Yeah, I know. He's starting to get a lot better. He actually got me into Lego, but at one point, one of his videos was very rude to the rest of the world in a way that he went like, "This isn't don't like if, for anybody watching this video, don't like go over and say hey." But at one point, he went like, "I'm not gonna please do not enter my raffle thing if you live." Anywhere out of the U.S. because I don't want to pay $20 worth of shipping, even though I bought 2 UCS Millennium Falcons. And I'm like, that's not good. You should be paying for your fans because that's how to get more people. But lately, I've been kind of getting annoyed by Just Too Good because all the Lego sets he's been getting have been from Ash and Flash, and he hasn't actually been getting any. Like his last 10 reviews. Have been sets that he got for free from Ash and Flash. He hasn't actually been getting sets by himself. He's been like given them by Ash and Flash. So that's very annoying.
So what is Ash and Flash exactly?
He has like 10 subscribers, but he's known throughout the Lego community, but he isn't very popular. So so I'm just wondering about him. I also might be changing my Sig Pig, but like, Sig Pig will be showed during videos, but it won't be my main image.
Oh, I got freaking creeped out by a dang spider, man.
Oh, we're gonna have to wrap this up in like a few minutes because it's already been at least almost like probably 20 minutes. My timer only says 11, but we got. We started before it. My timer started when we after the small break.
Yeah, but like, what do you think you like? I don't know how to say this at all. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna put my hand down.
Okay, so how about one more topic, and then we'll be done. What do you think about the future of Lego? Like, what new Lego sets do you think Lego themes are doing well? And which ones do you think aren't? And what do you think of the new features in certain Lego sets?
Okay. I don't know. Like, before you got me into Lego, stud shooters were new to me, right? Like, I didn't have a set with stud shooters at all. But, like, the future of Lego, let's see. I don't know. I feel like they're kind of going in the right-ish direction by adding, like, stuff from video games, right? All the 10-year-olds play Fortnite. So, 10-year-olds are going to buy Fortnite Lego if they release it, of course, right?
Yeah. They're not going to be releasing it. It takes years. Like, Overwatch started how many years ago now?
2016.
16?
Yeah, 2016.
It
got released 2016, but like late 2016.
So it's been 3 years. Fortnite's been out, I guess. It's been out for about
a year and a half, I think. Like,
yeah.
Oh no, so, not even a year. Like almost a year.
Yeah, it's
no,
gonna
a year, months.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah. So they're not gonna make it. And in my opinion, Fortnite's actually dying a little bit. It's been falling down the last few days. And if this new Minecraft sequel, Hystle, it's not, it actually seems like a good game, and it is a sequel to Minecraft, but it's not like Minecraft. Like, it actually has fun adventures, and like, it's very detailed. The graphics are amazing. I actually think it's going to be good, and it's gonna take like Fortnite's place.
Yeah, did you hear that? Do you know what Red Dead Redemption is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh yeah, it's like a cowboy game, right?
Yeah.
It was like everyone was like, all like the actual old people not playing Fortnite were like, oh yeah, it's such a good game. It's definitely gonna win the Game of the Year awards, right?
Yeah.
And then Fortnite won it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? Like, and then so many people got mad. It was so funny. But yeah.
Anyway,
right. Well,
so I guess this is all for the video. So
yeah, wait, I gotta say something. I feel like, instead of doing like just random stuff, I think we should have like certain topics for different podcasts. I mean, after the break, we'll obviously be more organized since we're doing like podcasts and stuff, right? Like we'll be more organized with it. So I think we should do just certain topics like each time. Yeah. Instead of just random everything, or else we're just going to run out of things to talk about.
For the video title, I will be having, once you see the video, I will be having, like, the main things we talked about most will be there, so that you know what we're going to talk about, but we do spit out, but we're not going to talk about, like, one thing the whole time. How about we'll stick to about six subjects?
Oh, yeah, six.
We talk about it for a good amount of time. So I guess this is all because it's been at least 20 minutes now. And I think this is good for a podcast. So anyway, thanks for coming, Shadow Dragons Games. I hope you'll come back for my next podcast. And next time I'll try to get Silver Bricks Productions and maybe some other YouTubers or anything else. So anyway, thanks. And I guess this is all for the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Dogger.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.